Well, praise the Lord. It's exciting to be here tonight. You're here tonight because God wants you here. This message is something that he's burning. You're probably going to start seeing a whole lot more of this coming within the church because it's a twofold blessing. Tongues, angels, and prophecy all together. So I'm excited for what God is about to do. Father, I just thank you for tonight. I just pray that your Holy Spirit would be here to lead, God, and direct everything that's being said. I pray that it would go deep into our hearts. I pray, Father, for the quickening of the Holy Spirit to touch each and every person that's here. And Father, as we're re-quickened and we're quickened under your power, send us forth into this world to evangelize and to bring in your people. And Father, as we come to the well tonight in this area of our lives, magnify yourself in Jesus' name. Amen.
It has come to my attention that some of the people that go to church here are celebrating Halloween. That you should not be doing. We have an article in the Sunday Bulletin explaining it to you. But why would you want to go out and honor the devil? And Halloween is the worst night of the year. I was shocked when I heard what some people were doing from this church, honoring the devil. We don't honor the devil in any way, shape, or form. And I don't care how innocent you think the uniform looks or whatever. Nothing is innocent. You shouldn't even recognize that day. Amen. When's your birthday, Nancy Willis? The day before Halloween. That's why she gets so cantankerous. But please, please do not celebrate Halloween in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, that is the biggest way to glorify the devil. Child sacrifices that take place on that day alone should be enough for you to not celebrate it. But God commands us to not do that. So what kind of light are you bearing or being if you're participating in that level of darkness? You're wasting the anointing that God is putting inside of you. One of the many powerful things that points that was made last night is our purpose is to bring about Christ exalting worship in all the peoples of the world. I think that's very exciting on so many different levels because you can tell just by where someone's at by the way they worship. If they can't get into worship, if they can't get into praising the Lord, you know automatically that they don't have a deep relationship with the Lord. And this is across denominations. There are people who are Catholics who are deeply devout in worship, and they have a real relationship with God. So this isn't pointing fingers at anyone, but this is just it's a good indicator. God wants us to worship him and to exalt him. This can only be achieved as we come to the well. All that's required is that you come. Think about that for a moment in this space. God does all of the work. He lays everything out for you, just commanding your presence. Because you came, you're open and willing to receive the gifts that the Father has for you. Because you come, you're saying that you're open and you're willing to receive the gifts that the Father has for you. Let's go to Matthew chapter 22, verses 9 to 10 in the King James Version, New King James. Therefore, go out into the highways, and as many as you find, invite to the wedding. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all whom they found, both bad and good, and the wedding hall was filled with guests. We have that privilege and honor of being invited to this wedding, but we also have that privilege and honor of being able to receive. Some of us have troubled pasts, bad pasts. God doesn't care. He just wants you to come. You've been gathered in by the Lord of the harvest. Matthew 9:38 says, therefore pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. John 6:44, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him. That's important. Your salvation didn't come from your own desires. It's the Holy Spirit who drew you in, who started wooing you, who started putting people in your path to say, hey, you need to find out what God is all about. You need to start attending church. Whatever way God did it, God may have allowed some circumstances in your life to bring you down, to bring you into a depressed state, for you to start looking up and trying to find Him. However He did it, it was by His Holy Spirit that drew you in. This is powerful when you consider that everything that happens in your life is all on purpose by God. Have you ever really thought about that? Everything. The good stuff as well as the bad stuff. It's all on purpose. It's not an accident. Everything that occurred in your life was designed to bring you closer to Him, to bring you into a place where you go back into worship. I can't control these circumstances. I can't control my life. God, I just worship You. And I drink from the well that You place in front of me. That's how you survive. Isaiah 44:3. For I will pour water on him who is thirsty, and floods on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit on your descendants, and my blessing on your offspring. Are you thirsty? It's time to go to the well. It's time for you to partake of God's goodness. It's there. You don't have to be thirsty anymore. God has brought you to His well so that He can pour His water on you. He is filling you with every good and perfect gift. Now that you have come to the well, you need to learn how to linger at the well. And that's something I think that God is going to, as we go through the rest of this, He's going to show us what to do and the different things He's going to be giving to us as we linger. It's not just a one-time thing, as it was mentioned last night. It's going to be a continuous filling, a continuous flow of what God is doing. Now that you've come to the well, you need to learn how to linger. They used to call this tarrying. You could wait upon God for Him to spiritually touch you. Sometimes we're in a hurry. Sometimes we have a whole bunch of things that we have to do. But as God, as you wait upon God in whatever time that you're allowed to give Him, that's when this presence and the Spirit of God comes and touches you and changes you. God is imparting gifts to His people in His hour. And those gifts can come in various ways and forms. We need not to place any limitations on God and say, I only want You to use me this way. I see everybody's prophesying, so I want to be a prophet. God may not have ordained for you to be a prophet. He may want to use you in the gift of tongues and diverse tongues. So we have to be open for whatever it is that God wants to do. This is the age and hour where God has released the gift of unknown tongues and the gift of angels to His body. And if you've been listening and paying attention, there's been different things that have been going on with angels. People are having angelic visitations in churches, outside of churches, at work, different places. And also we're starting to see a greater manifestation of the gift of tongues take place. I wanted to share this on behalf of my wife. She had a vision last night of our son in his car, and God showed her an angel sitting on top of his car, and everywhere that car goes, the angel is there. God showed her this because He knew she was troubled about his safety. God didn't have to do this. God didn't have to let her see in the spirit realm, but last night He did, and it brought her great comfort. And this happened last night during last night's service. This is just one of the things that God can do to you as you spend time at the well. The key thing here is that my wife wasn't sitting there wanting and yearning for God to show her this. He just did it because she was just spending time at the well. This visitation came as God fell last night. It came in tarrying. And it's very important that we all recognize when God says to linger, in the Spirit, you know, when he tells us to lay out in the Spirit and don't be in a hurry to get up, he's going to do something very special. If you listen, there was a couple of very intense prophetic words that came as we all laid out in the Spirit and just soaked up the presence of God. And if you were really paying attention, it's like your skin was going to fall off because it's the anointing and the electricity in the atmosphere just got so intense. So don't miss those opportunities. Don't be in a hurry to get up, because that's lingering at the well. Acts chapter 1, verses 4 to 5, and Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, "You have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." Again, there's that waiting. You know, you're building up your expectancy that God's going to do exactly what he promised you that he was going to do. And for a long time now, God has been saying his glory is going to be coming. And it's coming, and it's coming. You wouldn't want to be. Oh, God said, stay here and linger. And he hurried up and got up and left. And then the power of God fell 5 minutes after he left. Think about that. Think about that. If the Holy Spirit is not done with you, stay. Linger. Getting back into Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And when this sound occurred, the multitude came together and were confused, because everyone heard them speak in his own language. Then they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, "Look, are not all those who speak Galileans? And how is it that we hear each in our own language in which we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites, those dwelling in Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and all, and the parts of Libya adjoining Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them speaking in our own tongues the wonderful works of God." So they were all amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "Whatever could this mean?" God is doing this now. He's dropping this level of anointing now. And it's going to start manifesting itself. So don't be surprised. Yield your vessel unto God. As the disciples and the women who were with them waited at the well, God manifested himself to them through the gift of tongues. 1 Corinthians 12, verses 8 to 11. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another, faith by the same Spirit, to another, gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another, the working of miracles, to another, prophecy, to another, discerning of spirits, to another, different kinds of tongues, to another, the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing one individually as he wills. Now, there has come a demonic spirit that has come in and tried to disrupt services, bring confusion, and there's also a religious spirit that comes. So I want to highlight and place a separation between that spirit, because that's bad. That has to be stopped. That has to be corrected in the person. But the true gift of the Spirit, the true speaking in tongues, the true diverse tongues, we want that to occur, because that's a sign for the unbelievers. That's a sign that God is going to start using in this end time hour to draw people in and to bring them into salvation. So, the gift of speaking different kinds of tongues is a gift that God has also placed in the body of Christ. Now, this clip that we're getting ready to play is of Perry Stone and T.L. Lowry, and he's talking about something that happened while he was preaching. He was preaching, and at the same time, he was speaking in tongues. So, here we go.
Power to overpower the weak.
That's
right. Don't you think that's what it means there?
Exactly what it means.
Brother Lowry, you've heard a lot of people over the years. You've had a lot of people receive the Holy Spirit. Can you think of a miracle that happened? You told us on a program that's coming up next week about a miracle that happened recently in one of your meetings. Can you think of a miracle that happened with what we call diverse tongues, where someone is speaking in tongues and it's a language that someone understands? You've probably had that happen, haven't you, over the years?
I was in a crusade in Dallas, Texas, some years ago. And the building was really charged with the power of God. His glory was manifested in that service in an unusual way. And during my message, I would speak in tongues intermittently and not interpret, but go on to the next thing that I wanted to say. And I'd speak in tongues again, just a short few sentences. And every time I would do that, there was a man in the service who was a Jew that had been invited by a special friend of mine. And he would hit my friend in the side. When I finished preaching, he asked my friend if I was a Jew. He said, "I don't know. He's something, but I don't know what he is." He said, "But I'll find out." The altar was packed and jammed with people, so he pushed his way over to where I was on the platform. He said, "Brother Lowry, are you a Jew?" I said, "No." He said, I said, "Why?" He said, "I don't know why. I'll tell you in a few minutes." He went back to his friend, and he said, "No, he's not a Jew." He said, "Well, something unusual is happening here tonight." Every time he spoke in that other language other than English, he was speaking in perfect, clear, distinctive Hebrew.
That's right.
And he said, I own the radio station in this city. And he said, "This has convinced me that this is real and I want it." He gave his heart to the Lord, sold his radio station, and went into the ministry. That was the thing.
Isn't it like it's just coming? There's another one, glory to God. That's the amazing thing about Brother Larry. These miracles.
Did you catch that? An unsaved person invited to a meeting, and the minister who was ministering was led by his spirit to speak in tongues. There was no interpretation, but there was a message that was sent to that particular person that was in the audience. It's gonna happen. And you guys aren't aware of it because you don't see what we see as we minister. But there's a lot of times that there's different nations, languages, people groups that come in here. God could use you to do that. It happened before in here. Many nights in prayer meeting, there was a Hispanic gentleman that would come in, and whatever was said in tongues ministered to him. He broke down and cried, and he got ministered to. Many times in service, you know, here, God would use Pastor Barbara to speak in tongues, and it would break people down. It would cause salvations. It's just a powerful thing, and I believe the Spirit of God really wants us to be prepared for this part to start happening again. A joining, a connection. So you have the prophetic and you also have the tongues being married together in a stronger, more powerful way. So don't be surprised and don't automatically assume it's a demon manifesting through a person, because the people in the audience can start speaking in tongues through the spirit. You know, again, barring those other circumstances of a religious spirit or somebody that's demonic, God can use people, all of us here, to manifest his presence and his glory, because he's going to fall on all of us. And he just wants to show himself. This thing with coming to the well, the more that we linger in His presence, the more that we linger in His Spirit, it's going to keep getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And all of us have testified that it has. It is. So it's going to build up and explode out of us. So this occurred during the preaching of the word with T.L. Lowry. T.L. Lowry drank from the Spirit, drank from the well, and because he did, God was able to use him this way. The enemy has worked very hard at stealing the ministry of the gift of tongues from the body of Christ. He has done this through twisting the truth surrounding both of these gifts. Think about this for a moment. Are the unbelievers not coming into the house of God because the church has placed limitations on how God moves? Are the unbelievers not coming into the house of God because the church has placed limitations on how God moves? You know, they have these seeker-sensitive churches that are out there now, and you can't say anything about the blood, you can't say anything about the cross, you can't say anything about salvation and you're going to hell. So how are they going to get saved? How are they going to know if we don't preach and tell them the truth? We have to be available and open to the Spirit. God, you can't move this way because it will upset some people. You have to fit in our little box, and God, you have to do what we want you to do because this is our recipe for revival. Ain't that silly? That's so silly, but there's so many churches that are caught up in that. We're not one of those, you know, by any means, shape, or form, but we have to start looking for God to move in all of these ways. 1 Corinthians 14, verses 20 to 25. Tongues, a sign to unbelievers. Brethren, do not be children in understanding. However, in malice be babes, but in understanding be mature. In the law, it is written, with men of other tongues and other lips, I will speak to this people. And yet for all that, they will not hear me, says the Lord. Therefore, tongues are for a sign, not to those who believe, but to unbelievers. But prophesying is not for unbelievers, but for those who believe. Therefore, if the whole church comes together in one place, and all speak with tongues, and there come in those who are uninformed or unbelievers, will they not say that they are that you are out of your minds? But if all prophesy, and an unbeliever or an uninformed person comes in, he is convinced by all. He is convicted by all, and thus the secrets of his heart are revealed. And so falling down on his face, he will worship God and report that God is truly among you. That's powerful. That's powerful, and God is on the move, and we're going to start seeing more of this. So if you look at what Paul taught, he encouraged both speaking in tongues and prophecy within the house of God. Both of them are signs from God for different purposes. Prophecy a sign to believers, and tongues a sign to the unbeliever. Both of these gifts working together in the cause the unbeliever or the uninformed person to fall down and worship God. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 39 to 40. Therefore, brethren, desire earnestly to prophesy. So we're not throwing prophecy away. Desire earnestly to prophesy, and do not forbid to speak with tongues. Let all things be done decently and in order. There have been times in here when God fell powerfully, and we had all of these things in operation. And the unsaved people that were here were completely shook. They didn't know what to do. Tears flowing, snot falling, and the power of God all over them. It's an awesome thing to see this happen. Let's go to the second clip with Perry Stone.
Then what is diverse kinds of tongues? Diverse kinds of tongues is a gift of the Spirit that can come. Now don't miss this. after you have been baptized with the initial tongue language, the initial language. In other words, you don't usually get baptized in the Holy Spirit initially the first time, like they did in Acts 2:4 or Acts 10:46, where you speak with tongues and you're given all these languages, okay? Now, on the day of Pentecost, everybody had an individual language because 16 nations were there and they heard all the Jews speaking in their language. But normally you get a prayer tongue, a prayer language. But after you receive the prayer language, God can give you the gift of divers tongues, which is languages. Let me say it this way. How many of you speak with tongues now? Raise your hand if you know. Okay. Now, let me ask you this. How many of you, when you pray in tongues, you hear your language change every now and then? Right? See there? No, but believe this or not, that's divers tongues. And my daddy could speak, look, if I don't even know the count. My dad could speak about 30 languages in the Holy Ghost, and there would be places that people could actually, foreigners that would actually understand what he was saying. The man that laid hands on me could go up to people from other countries in West Virginia. He'd say, that's a German, that's a Russian.